everybody, welcome to Optional Opinion here on the Nominous Radio Network. I am your host, Eddie V. Thank you guys for tuning in. Tonight's topic, did E3 do a really good job for the games that are released this fall? If anyone remember, Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo had their individual press conference for E3 showing some games that will be coming at the holiday season and coming in for 2015. You also have TGS and some other conventions going out at that time. And now that some of the AAA games, third-party games, and first-party and Nintendo games are out, there's been a lot of problems with them. And I think this is one of the craziest times, with everything being so buggy and so glitchy, and with people announcing Far Cry 4 on a PC that they can't play the game and kind of find out that they're pirating the game, or the assumption is pirating. Hopefully some more details and updates will come up from that. It's been a big thing, a big news story. I was kind of wondering, just like, even for next year, will these companies not show trailers anymore and show actual gameplay and make sure that their games are not buggy? Because the thing about it is, with E3 2015, you know, we don't know what's coming forward, because all the delay stuff that's been placed is coming around February or March. And then, like, we don't even know what Nintendo's even got for next year's E3. But their games that have been coming out, even their DLC that's been coming out, has been really good, very top quality. You know, it's going to be crazy to see what happens for E3 2015. But the discussion now is, did they do a good job for, or did all the companies do a good job for 2014? I want to give a little recognition. There's a website, technobuffalo.com. They have a story called Traditional AAA Gaming is Not Traditional Gaming. This was written by Ron Duell on November 17th. I believe Monday it was written. Really good read. Take 10 minutes out and actually read this. And I'm just going to read a little bit of the first paragraphs that he's written. And then you guys can read the rest of it. But this kind of leads into the discussion about E3 2014 and these fall games. He writes, I've been enjoying this shellacking of Ubisoft this past week a little too much. I think Assassin's Creed Unity is the latest culprit in exposing the growing fraudulent practices of the AAA video game market, and the gaming media and audience alike have been relentless in pointing this out, Forbes magazine especially. In fact, Assassin's Creed Unity's buggy structure and faceless horror people are not the only victims in the crosshairs this week, either. Sonic Boom, apparently a new level of low for the increasingly pathetic franchise, came shipped in the box with a wonderful infinite jump glitch that lets you beat the game in mere minutes. It is home to some ridiculous cutscenes as well. Microsoft, too, is under bombardment for the matchmaking horrors of Halo, the Master Chief Collection. Tied in with the Drive Club fiasco and Battlefield 4 still barely hovering around functional, the dam finally feels like it's breaking all around us. And nobody is afraid to point out the bursting seams of this fragile and risky business structure of annualized gains and monstrous budgets. And while I don't think this horrible week of AAA gaming is enough to make it implode upon itself, I also don't think that it will be able to keep up its rickety structure if events like these become more annualized than its uninspired sequels. I gave up on buying these AAA games at launch a long time ago, and I hate to say it, but if you bought Assassin's Creed Unity before its ridiculous 12-hour post-midnight launch review embargo was up, then it's your own fault by this point. Now screening terrible movies is a practice that Hollywood employs when it knows it has a stinker on its hand. Oh, not screening. I'm sorry. And seeing how AAA gaming is all about emulating Hollywood these days, there you go. Plus, if SimCity, Drive Club, Batman, Arkham Origins, Battlefield 4, Aliens Colonial Marines, Final Fantasy 14, and the growing host of games with botched buggy launches have not been enough to show you that AAA publishers have more interest in impressing shareholders with quarterly reports than putting out a fully working product, then hopefully this would be the final straw that will. I mean, why miss this ever important release date when you can fix a game with a series of patches over the course of the year? Am I right? Give your customers something to look forward to. Just remember all of these rush titles when you start hearing the load of gamer first public relations crap at E3 next year. No matter what extra weapons or nonsense DLC they promise to give you, do not trust these launches anymore. One article I was reading made me think a bit deeper about his choice of words, though. Traditional AAA gaming. Of course, this was referring to a payment option of $60 for a game and leaving it at that as opposed to DLC, microtransactions, and other modern methods of further shaking money from customers. Still seeing the words traditional and AAA gaming together pinged an annoyance in my brain and got my muse working overtime. Traditional AAA gaming. What exactly is that? And it goes into the story, and I do recommend everyone go and read that piece. It's technobuffalo.com. That's technobuffalo.com. And just look up that story and give it a good read. And that's kind of why when I see all these, patches being done for these guys. And also, if anyone who looks at IGN, you could listen to Podcast Beyond this week and hear those guys from PlayStation, Greg, Colin, and that third chair. I think it's Mitch. You guys could listen to that podcast, and they talk about all these AAA games and all these bugs and all these problems because people have been writing into them, again, it's being sick and tired, feeling like that they invest their $60 into a game and then they get all of this mess, and then when they get the game, they gotta wait for almost a week and a half or two for patches to come out and fix these games. Where when you look at E3, they show you so many trailers, and I think that was the one thing definitely that hurt Ubisoft. They did a little bit of gameplay things with like with Shape Up and with Assassin's Creed Unity, but everything, most of the stuff that they showed were trailers. Even with EA, and EA kind of got off. Reason why I say that is because even though The Sims 4 got a real low rating, and they had their problems, a lot of people are not focused on EA. A lot of people are focused on Ubisoft coming up with these games and all these problems. Now, it's kind of weird that I do give it to Ubisoft about the Far Cry 4 thing, because people shouldn't pirate games. You should be able to be an upright citizen and purchase the game and or download it from Ubisoft or Steam or whoever is selling it. That's legit. So I'll probably say Steam and Ubisoft. Even that game had a little bit of problems and things like that. And if you remember at E3, like, Ubisoft was just going crazy with the ads. Like, they were showing, I think, Unity and Far Cry 4. I think they were just, like, sponsoring a whole bunch of websites with their product for E3. And it's kind of weird for them to come up and be like, you know, show off that they're the best. They're the best at what they do. And then when they say that they can't do female characters, and all the buggy stuff happens, it gets thrown into their face. And it's very weird for that to happen. Now, reason why I believe Nintendo got so much love at E3, and you can see the results of it, with their games being released, is that they showed you actual gameplay. You know, they did do some trailers and stuff, but most of their trailers was actual gameplay of things that you were going to do. So when games, when you got Hyrule Warrior, Bayonetta, Smash 3DS, which congrats to them for selling, I think, 3.2 million worldwide, and half of that, or like a million of that, I think 1.8 million coming from the U.S. alone. You know, I think the U.S. and Europe, I think it's combined, but I think it's the U.S. alone, 1.8 or 1.2 million. You know, congrats to that, because who would have known that, you know, Smash be a big hit on the 3DS. Now, of course, everybody's waiting for Smash for Wii U, which comes out Friday. But people who got hyped about Smash for the Wii U, they were seeing trailers showing all the characters on what they was going to be releasing. And when the characters come out, they showed you what each, like, kind of like their smashes and what their moveset was. And now that people are, you know, they with the Nintendo Directs and people are showing off what the game you actually be able to do and stuff, people are getting more hyped about that. Where with the Assassin's Creed Unity and with Far Cry 4 and with Drive Club and all these other games, it just feels like it's a broken mess. And what was shown at E3 didn't represent what the final product was. And it's kind of weird going into 2015 E3 wondering, will these guys continue this? You know, will they continue to just keep showing trailers and not showing actual gameplay? I think that's what most people actually want from them. I think Assassin's Creed is probably going to still sell a million, and you know, beyond us here in America, because I believe it's a big series and a big hit in Europe than it is here. I think a lot of people are kind of getting tired of this Assassin's Creed Unity, and not Assassin's Creed Unity, but I think they're getting tired of the Assassin's Creed series, kind of from Ubisoft. Now, I don't want to knock Ubisoft for anything like that, but it's a lot of stuff that's coming up from them that they got all these people working on these games and all this stuff is coming out, you know, as a buggy mess. And you know, they came big, or I should say they came more expected at E3 this year. And when they release everything, they show, like, we got us when with the crew, it was just like a fast cut of the car driving with this ambient, like, kind of deep house sound, you know, song playing, and it was nice and stuff. But it didn't, you know, when the crew finally comes out, you know, will it actually be a good game, and will they have problems? I think that's why Drive Club didn't really have much of a showing, and they had a total wreckage with their release. So it's just like, the digital version is on indefinite hold till they get that fixed, but you can still go out and buy the physical copy. And it's kind of weird, and I don't want to pick on Sony, and I don't want to pick on Ubisoft and EA. Because who knows, with Smash coming out Friday, there might be a lot of online problems. And, you know, hopefully when people get on and go online and be able to play and fight players, other people online, I really hope that it's smooth and there might be some lag. Because I was thinking about this today when I was driving to work. I was just like, Smash is going to be a real big hit Friday and this weekend and probably all into next week. And, you know, with Thanksgiving coming up next Thursday, 8-player Smash at a friend's house while the food is cooking, that's going to be a great thing. I think that's what most people are looking forward to, is doing the 8-player Smash around a whole bunch of friends. Whether you use your 3DS, your Pro Controller, or you get the GameCube adapter, everybody's looking forward to that. So, you know, of course, with having that taste of the 3DS, the 3DS version, in everybody's mouth, getting the console version is going to be like, okay, I felt like I trained on the 3DS, but I'm now about to bring my A game. And, you know, I kind of talked about Evo, you know, for next year, and I've been writing, like, on Facebook, Twitter, stuff, be like, man, Evo's going to be crazy if they do 8-player Smash. I think Twitch Friday is probably going to be like the craziest thing to watch for Smash, because I think Smash is just going to be a Smash Friday. I think watching people do 8-player Smash with commentary is going to be like the most craziest yet most awesome thing to watch, and I really, really cannot wait to see what they do with that. But like I said, I kind of wonder, are people really satisfied from what they seen at E3 this year? And are people, or, you know, do people feel gypped? And you could pretty much go on YouTube or other websites and watch all three conferences, or all five conferences, and, you know, EA, Ubisoft, Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo. And you could just probably see, be like, okay, that looked good at that time, but now that half of these games are out, the quality doesn't match. Now, Dragon Age Inquisition, it's getting good reviews, so it might be solid for EA. So that's good. That's really good to hear that they were able to release that game, not with too many problems. It did get delayed, but they need to, you know, just to fix some things. And if it's an unbroken game and people are loving it, you know, it's probably going to be contender for Game of the Year. Hopefully, with Captain Toad, Treasure Tractor coming out December 5th, that be a big seller. Even though it's gonna have a good, you know, a real cheap price range, I hope it, you know, sorry about that. I hope it does really, really good. You know, seeing it at E3, people were just like, oh my goodness, what is this? And then with hearing people play it and, you know, giving their impressions of it, it's just be like, oh, okay, this game needs to be on your list. And now, you know, even with more Nintendo Directs and stuff coming out, people are just like, okay, yeah, you really need to play this game. And it's very impressive. And that's kind of how Bayonetta 2 was. You know, Bayonetta 2, which was announced like 5 years ago in 2009, being a Wii U exclusive, you know, people were kind of worried about, you know, why is it even on a Nintendo system at E3, and we didn't see much of it. And then, you know, we get a Nintendo Direct, and, you know, some bits and trailers that you see some stuff of Bayonetta. But, you know, we got a Bayonetta 2, a Nintendo Direct with more announcements for the game. And then the game comes out, and it's like 9.5/10. It may just actually be Game of the Year. It may be a win for Nintendo and Platinum. And not to knock Ubisoft, EA, Activision, or Sony, or Microsoft, or even the indie games like Yacht Clubs with Shovel Knight, because they might be in the top running. Not trying to knock anybody like that, but the praise that Bayonetta 2 has been getting is really good. So it's like I said, it's going to probably be a win for Nintendo, but that's Game of the Year stuff. We're talking about E3, and it's really it's kind of odd to see that for next year that everybody is just like, you know what? Of course, Microsoft and Sony are going to, and Ubisoft and EA, I think they're going to do it once again, have the big production of doing their press conferences and showing all the games that's going to be coming out. Now, the thing about it is that when you see stuff like that and it feels forced, or it just doesn't feel satisfactory, it's just going to be another AAA, you know, here's a trailer, we here to impress, buy our game when it comes out this fall. It's gonna feel like that, and it's just gonna be like, well, none of these companies didn't really learn. You know, of course, I don't think Nintendo may win E3 next year, but who knows? There's still some surprises that we don't know. There's, you know, hopefully we get, you know, with Miyamoto, we get an actual breakdown of Star Fox for the Wii U. And I have a feeling that they probably going to be working with Bandai Namco again on this one. Because the Bandai Namco doing some of the Star Fox games, I think for the arcade or and for the GameCube, I think they have more familiarity with it. I think level 5 did Lair for PS3. So if level 5 actually works with them again, because I know Factor 5 is closed. I think they closed their studios. But I think if Level 5, if they did Lair, I think if they work with Nintendo, it may work. And I think Nintendo is going to make sure that the quality is there. So definitely, you know, what we see at E3 for 2015 for Nintendo is going to be surprising. But it's going to be like, whoa, what is Nintendo doing? Because all we really know for right now, since Captain Toad is coming out, the next game out from Nintendo is Yoshi. And then after that, Majora's Mask 3DS. Unless they got some more stuff planned, and you know they got like indie games and stuff planned that's been spaced out. So we really don't know what else is coming. We know Splatoon, we know the new Legend of Zelda for Wii U. We know Star Fox and the Devil's Third. You know, the Devil's Third is probably gonna go. I think that's gonna go back and get reworked. I think Nintendo Itagaki. Are working that game, making sure that it's better, because I think what they did this year to show it off wasn't impressive, and I think they're gonna go back and to fix it up. Now, what would be surprising though for this E3 is that they bring out the Fatal Frame game. It's Xenoblade Chronicles X. I'm sorry. That's also something probably for 2015. If they bring that out, it's going to be surprising. Now, we don't know what Microsoft and what Sony are going to bring out. I think for Sony, it's probably hopefully they show something with The Last Guardian. And they'll probably show something from Uncharted 4. Other than that, we don't know what's coming for 2015 for them. I kind of made a prediction about Bloodborne. When they announced it at TGS and it was coming out in February, I kind of wrote on my Facebook page, I'm like, this game is going to get delayed. I'm sorry, Sony. I'm sorry, guys. I don't believe that Bloodborne is going to come in. And look what happened. It's got pushed back to March. So, you know, it could have better quality. Something that Ubisoft, even with their delayed games, that they kind of need to do. Yes, Watch Dogs is out for Wii U. Hopefully they get a review out for that, and it's kind of going to be weird, but I definitely want to buy it for Wii U to show Ubisoft that I do support your games, and I support them on Nintendo platforms. Now, I'm not saying that I won't be buying Far Cry 4, because I'll probably get it for PS3 since I own one. I mean, I own Far Cry 3, but I got that for like $20 because I'm not really into the Far Cry series or anything like that. And no disrespect to Ubisoft, but it's just not my kind of, I don't know, it's just something about it, just like, it's a first person adventure open world shooter, you know, it's just something that should be something, and that's my opinion. I kind of do want Battlefield 4, to play it, but I wait for that to go $20, and that'd be in the backlog. Battlefield Hardlines, that, you know, it's good that I think EA delayed it and pushed it back. I think it may do good. It may get sevens and it may get eight. It might be a good shooter. Who knows? I'm glad that they actually missed this year so that they could work on it some more and bring out a quality title. Cause I think if that would have came out with like Call of Duty Advanced Warfare and definitely with Halo, I think Halo would have, I think Halo's kind of murdering Call of Duty and, probably will murder Far Cry 4. We'll just see. I'm not really worried about the sale numbers, but you know, we'll see about that. Yeah, hopefully people, and oh, also with Little Big Planet having their problems too, even though they, you know, they showed that off at E3. So like, and Microsoft, I really don't know besides Ori the Blind Forest and Cuphead. I don't know if they have announced any release dates for this year, for December, but I think that'll probably be out next year. And I really don't know what's going, what E3 2015 is going to really be. Hopefully, well, Square might do something with Final Fantasy 15. You know, we might actually get something more, from Square Enix at Sony's conference. Cause I think that's going to be the leading platform for that. We might get something from Kingdom Hearts. Who really knows? Who knows what we're getting from Epic? You know, they might do something big to start off Microsoft's press conference. Who knows what that's going to be about. There might be more content for Destiny for PlayStation 4 and for, who knows what that might be about. So, you know, I know, Chris Kohler from, Wired, his podcast, Game Life, he kind of talked about, you know, with E3 2015, he was just like, he thinks that everybody should do what Nintendo does and do a video game conference. You could still make it an hour if you want to, but, you know, cut out all the fat and focus on the game, focus on the developers, and really release something out. Because with that, what EA did with BioWare, that was terrible. What Sony did with all the letters and stuff, that was boring. Like, that was so unbelievable, just unbelievable. So I think if you get to the point, get to the games, forget the hand claps, forget the woo and the excitement, show the video, impress us through the video, and then come to the conference and have all the games ready to play. You know, have the CEOs and game developers there. You know, and you know, just make it something real grand. And be ready to answer the tough questions of what happened last year with the holiday release. Definitely with Ubisoft, if they come next year, they gotta come with top quality, and they gotta rebound from this. Because I feel like they gypped a lot of people. And, you know, I really can't, you know, Call of Duty had their problems, but that's got fixed. Everybody's still enjoying that. You know, Halo had this matchmaking problems. I believe they sent the patch and they fixed it. GTA 5 had its problems with the online transfer and the heist. I believe they did send a patch and got that fixed. So, you know, it's getting really worrisome to be like, you guys got to learn your lesson. If it means that you guys gotta wait till December to release all these games before or after Christmas, do that. Cause I think Nintendo is gonna probably go out all crazy. You know, I believe Nintendo, whether sales are good or bad this holiday season, I think their games speak for themselves and that everybody is very hyped again. Even Amiibo pre-sales are out everywhere. And that's crazy, you know. So it's really going to be exciting for 2015. I just think 2014 for some of the AAA games and not much Microsoft and Sony, but some of their games, I think it's been a real big letdown. Even if you look at Destiny getting the 6s and close to the 7 ranges, and people hearing stories of people just trading it in and not playing anymore. I mean, it sold made $500 million, and people probably still are playing Destiny. But you know, I think everybody just got off and just be like, we'll wait for the DLC to come, and hopefully it'll be worth it. Hopefully for Forza Horizon 2, hopefully that did good in sales. And I think I talked about this Monday, but congrats to Microsoft for selling some more 360s with this 349 deal. Good for them. Yeah, they did surpass the Wii U, but you know, Wii's catching up there. A lot of people getting Wii U's and realizing how many good games are coming out for it. And I think it's just not because of Smash. I think there's a lot of recommendations recommendations out there for Wii U, and definitely a lot of good indie games. Not saying that Microsoft and Sony don't have any good indie games, because they really got some good indie games on their platforms, and some that are coming soon. But yeah, just I think definitely for some of the Ubisoft people, I feel like they've been gypped, and you know, hopefully next year when they do E3 2015. It's gameplay. Don't give us big words. Don't try to make yourself look big. Give us the gameplay that we want to, that we deserve to see, so that we can know that your product is something that we want. Because as kiddy as the Nintendo stuff that was shown at on the Nintendo Direct, people were sold from the beginning to the end. And showed everything. It just be like, this looks cartoony, this looks kiddie, but oh my goodness, this looks like something I definitely want. And begin reading reviews and hearing people talking about how they play the games, that's good. That's really good. So, but that's my show. Hopefully everybody have a good weekend. I am going to actually pretty much, I'm going to record next week. Hopefully, Monday and Wednesday, try to give you guys a mini show and give you a main episode. I know Wednesday, I'm actually planning on my Thanksgiving games to play. I got, my Wii U set, my 3DS and my PlayStation list to play. I'm going to try to do 4 hours of Earthbound and 4 hours of Persona 4. That's going to be really exciting for me to do. You guys, thank you for listening. You can also check other shows here on the Nominous Radio Network, and also check us out on Podbean under the Nominous Radio Network. Just go there and search. You can hear other shows like the Critical Hit Anomalous, the LCGH Presents Good Rice Project Playlist with Furry. I cannot think of his names. Oh goodness, what is his name? DJ Furry. Let's just go with that. Sorry Casey, but I just can't think of the name right now. I'm just blanking out. You also could check out this show, Optional Opinion, and other shows that will be coming soon to this network. Check out the first episode, pilot episode of Retail Tales on Podbean. You guys can follow me actually on Twitter at That Retro Code. That's THATRETROCODE. You guys can friend me on Facebook under Ever Varnell, EDWARDVARNELL. You guys can also email me your thoughts at myop2comment@yahoo.com. That's MYOP number 2COMMENT at yahoo.com. You could, like I said, check out the other shows. You could check out my blogs on IGN.com under anime. That's ENIME. I still got to get back into writing some more stuff. You could check out the first part of me teaching you about running gun games on the Podbean, and then I will be posting part 2 later on this week, and I also will be posting the minisode from this week, since there were some technical difficulties. So do you guys check everything out. Follow me, like I said, on Twitter at That Retro Code, and friend me on Facebook at under Ever Varnell. So, but you guys have a great weekend. If you're getting a Smash and you're getting a Pokemon, have a good time with that. I won't, like I said, I won't be having it this weekend, but I'm getting it next week, because I just won't have time to play either of the games. I'm going to be busy this whole weekend. Holidays, work. What can you do? But I'll have more free time next week to get it and just have a ball with the people that I'm playing with. So, like I said, you guys have a good night. Have a good weekend. Look out for more of the show for next week. And all I have to say, like I normally say, is peace.